You are listening to the Young Black Travelers Podcast. Black voices chatting on experiential travel, dedicated to creating a global community of travelers. Be bold, be inspired, be spontaneous. We are YBT.
To today's podcast episode. Today we have with us Pablo. Now, I am your host, Tony Ann, for the day. And I am just one of the event coordinators, but we're going to have a good old grand old time today with our interview with Pablo, hearing about his travels, finding out about what he liked and enjoyed during his travels. He has quite a few stories for us, so we are really excited to hear what is going on. Okay, so Pablo, would you care to introduce yourself?
Yes, so I'm Pablo. I currently live in London, but I'm originally from Zimbabwe. So I was born in Zimbabwe, moved to England when I was 11, and I've been living here ever since, and, you know, just living my grown-up life in London as a 30-year-old now. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, very quickly, before we jump into the meat of everything, out of all your experiences in traveling, have you had any crazy experiences or crazy travel stories? And, you know, what is it or what are they?
I have a ton of, like, crazy stories. I'm a bit of, like... I love to travel. So, like, traveling for me is, like, my favorite thing in the whole world. I just love experiencing different cultures. You know, I feel like I grow a lot from traveling. So I try and do it as much as I can, as often as I can. But I guess, like, obviously, my craziest story, I think, like, for sure, has been my trips to America.
Tell us about it.
So me and my friends once thought it was a good idea to do a 3-week trip to America. So So what we did, basically, we started off in New York and we did 4 days in New York. Then we flew to LA, did a couple of days in LA. Then we went to Coachella. And then after Coachella, we did a road trip from Coachella to Vegas, a couple of days in Vegas. And then we then did a long 2-day road trip from Vegas to San Francisco. And then that's where we ended our trip in San Francisco. And then we flew back to London. But, like, just that whole journey was, like, the most insane experience I've ever experienced in my life. This was back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was my first time to America. Obama was still president, I think.
Yeah. Obama was
president. And, like, so obviously, yeah, as a foreigner who's never been to America, like, you know, you have this idea that the media puts in your head about what America is like and everything. So, like, it was, like, the most mind-blowing experience that I've ever had. So, and it's also quite fascinating when you go somewhere and no one gives you tips and tricks on how to do things. Mm-hmm. So I remember we landed at JFK and we were like, oh, let's just get the air train to Jamaica Station. Mm-hmm. I was like, great. Yeah, let's go to Jamaica Station. And, like, in my head, I was like, you know, when you listen to, like, Nicki Minaj and things like that, you know how she's always like Southside Jamaica Queens, right? So I'm like, I'm talking about somewhere in the country, Jamaica, right? But then I quickly realized, oh, she's talking about Jamaica in Queens, right? You could say it was, like, a major culture shock for us when we got to Jamaica, because, like, the moment you get there, it's, like, the craziest station. This guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, do you have, like, a dollar or something like that, right? But he's, like, so aggressive with it. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in America. Like, what if he has a gun? And I'm like, you know, and you panic. You're like, oh, I didn't think this through. Like, this is, like, a very surprising experience for me, but it was like a really fun experience. And then we obviously just jumped on the train and went to Manhattan. But just New York was like shocking because like, I call it London on steroids because like it's bigger, the buildings are taller. Like it was just like loud and chaotic. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. But I loved, once you get into like the rat race of New York and how it works, and you're jumping in Ubers and you're going to parties and you're crossing the bridge to go to Williamsburg, to like warehouse party. And then, you know, you get into it. You're like, okay, I get it. It's really cool. But one thing I can't get over, because obviously now I've got like New Yorker friends, I can't get over how the difference in culture between London and New York. So like, for example, in London, right, if I invited you to a house party, you could like strike up a conversation with someone and have a full conversation about someone without even knowing their name first. And then you ask their name at the end. But you don't talk about what you do. You don't talk about like your credentials, your achievements. You're just talking about life. But in New York, the first thing people want to know are your credentials. Oh, what do you do? You know, and then it's all like work. And I feel like New Yorkers, they like work way harder than Londoners, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
So that's like, that was like quite a culture shock for me. But then obviously we then went to LA, and I remember I was so jet lagged because we only did 4 days in New York. And then, so we rented a little Airbnb in West Hollywood. And I remember the second night, I was just so exhausted. I was like, you know what, guys, you guys go out. I'm going to stay in. And I remember there was like a little supermarket that we had walked to like the previous day to buy stuff for like breakfast, you know, like eggs, bacon, that kind of thing. So in my head, I was like, oh, I'm just going to do the same thing and just walk up to that supermarket and just buy something for dinner. And this is like around maybe 8 p.m. and it was already dark outside. So I like grab my stuff, I put my jacket on, I grab the keys, and I get to the door and literally my whole body freezes. I'm like, wait a minute, you're Black, you're by yourself, it's dark, and you're in America. And I was like, I'm not gonna go outside. And I'm not even joking. I remade eggs and bacon for dinner. And then I went to bed because I was like,
that's it. Outside time has finished.
Yeah. And this is West Hollywood. So like, obviously, I didn't know much about America then, but I'm like, I didn't even consider like, oh, maybe it's different. You know, I don't know. But I just was like, don't go outside. Like, it was like this weird subconscious thing that just took over my body and just stopped me from leaving. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going outside. You know, that's not happening.
Yeah. You had a bad premonition.
Yeah, that was weird. Because here in London, it could be midnight, it could be 1 a.m. I can walk around and I'm good. So like, it was just like such an odd, bizarre thing. And obviously with all my many travels, it's not just America. There's some countries where I'm just like, I'm not going to be walking around at night. I'm going to get an Uber to go somewhere, or, you know, I'm going to get public transport to go places. So like, you know, it's not just like an America thing, but like, it was just fascinating to have that experience in America. And then obviously I'll skip ahead because I'm not going to waste too much time on the story. But so when we were leaving Coachella, obviously we woke up at like 6-7 a.m. Obviously you're still kind of drunk, you know, a bit wavy from the night before because we went to bed at like 2 in the morning. And we pack up the car, we're like, yeah, let's go. And we're driving like one of those big Chevrolet Suburban things, those big ones. And we had two cars. So like one of our other friends, they had gone way ahead of us. And we're in we call it the motorway here, but you guys call it the freeway, right?
The freeway or the highway, one of them.
Or the highway, yeah. So we're in the highway and we're like blasting music, like having a good time. But my friend, he's from Australia. He didn't realize the car was kind of swerving a bit in the lane, like slowly side to side. The next thing you know, there's a police car. And we had to pull over. And we were freaking out. We're not completely sober, really, from like, we didn't sleep that long. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, do we stink of booze? Like, you know. Mm-hmm. Luckily, but also I wasn't panicking as much in terms of the police situation because, like, I was like the only black person in the car, right? And the rest were like white. So I kind of felt like I was okay in that department, but I still was like, I was in the front passenger seat. So like the police guy had to come to my window. Uh-huh. And then that's when you pull your most English and Australian accent. I'm like, good afternoon, officer. How are you today? And like, he's like, license and registration. And like my friend like gives him his information. And he goes off to the car. But I think, I don't know, someone told me this, like it's a bit, it's more annoying for them to file paperwork for foreigners.
Yes.
So he came back, but he came back with a different attitude. When he came back, he's like, where are you guys from? And we told him. And he's like, well, you guys need to be a little careful because you guys are all over the place on the road. So you need to like be careful. And my Australian friend was like, oh, sorry, officer. You're not used to these giant cars, you know. Sorry. Like, but it was so scary because we're like, we're all going to get arrested. But it was fine. No. And then we drove off like for the rest of the trip, like extra cautious and anxious. But yeah, that was quite funny.
Oh, man. Well, wow. That was great. So final question before we take a quick little pause and then move on to the next section. Would you make another trip back to the States?
Yeah, I did actually. I went back in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Twice. Oh. So I did Coachella again. Mm-hmm. So I did LA for a longer period of time because my LA trip was very short, the first time in 2017. So we did a much longer trip. So we were in LA for a week and I got to see more of LA, went to Malibu, went to Venice Beach, and all of those cool areas. Silver Lake was one of my favorite spots. So like that was really fun because I hated LA the first time I went because I came in with like a London fast pace mentality, and new, like LA people are like, go with the flow, you know, slow, you just go with the breeze. And I couldn't adjust to that. I was like, this doesn't feel right. So to then go again and to be more relaxed and be like, okay, let's go to Runyon Canyon or let's, you know, whatever. And just going with the flow. Mm-hmm. I really, really loved it. It was really cool. Okay. I don't like the nightlife in LA because like clubs close at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then you have to like know people to go to like after parties or something. Yeah. It's very odd. As Europeans, we party late. So like, you know, some clubs close at 6 a.m., you know. Wow. So and I'll tell you about Berlin in a bit as well. Like you actually go to the club at 2 a.m. in Berlin. So like, so people party late in Europe. So I found it very odd that things were closing at 2 a.m. in L.A. And then obviously we did Coachella again, which was amazing. And then I then came back again in June that very same year to New York for World Pride as well, which was really, really
okay.
So much fun. Yeah, we partied a lot. Yeah.
Well, happy that your last two times back were great. We love that. Everyone, just hang on with us. We will be right back. Just going to take a quick break and jump right back on in. All right, Welcome back, everyone. We are back with Pablo. We are going to jump right into the main part of our conversation. Now, we have two main countries that he will be talking about his travels with, and we have Australia and Germany. So whichever one he decides to jump into first, we'll let him choose. But go ahead and take it away, Pablo.
Thanks. Right. So I guess let's start in Europe with Germany. So I've only been to Berlin. I've been twice to Berlin. And usually, like, with the UK folk, Berlin is usually where you go for, like, a bit of partying. Because, you know, it's known to be, like, the best in the world for parties, basically. So, like, the first time I went was also in 2017, actually. But I didn't see much of Berlin, which I was really disappointed with, only because we literally just went to party. So, like, I think we did, like, maybe 48 hours in Berlin and then back. That was it. But the second time, I went a day earlier than everyone else because I wanted to, like, explore. This was, like, my first time being in a country by myself, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I did once in Barcelona in Spain where I left maybe 15 hours after everyone else had left. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of on my own, but I just basically, like, scheduled a date, and then, you know, it was like I wasn't, like, by myself. But, like, with Berlin, I went a day earlier and I was by myself. So I checked in just a day earlier in the same hotel we were all staying in, and I just decided to explore by myself. And it was, like, the most incredible experience. If anyone has never traveled by themselves, if you feel safe enough to do it, I recommend it because it's actually quite an interesting experience, like, just discovering a country by yourself. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, it was great because I went to museums, I went shopping, I went to see the Berlin Wall as well. And the funny thing was, like, I was, I don't know if you guys have these in America. So Uber here, they've got bikes and scooters as well that you can use your Uber app for, and they're electric, so you can just, like, you can just randomly find them, like, and you scan your barcode on the Uber app, and then you can just hop on it and you can explore and then drop it off wherever you can, and you can pick up another one if you decide to go somewhere else. So I don't know if that's in America or not.
Oh no, it's not. y'all are fancy over there. Y'all are fancy.
So I was just going around on these little electric scooters and bikes and just, like, exploring Berlin by myself. And it's actually amazing. It was great. As a Black person, especially when you travel a lot, there's certain places where you know you're, like, the Black person. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
Like, when I'm in Thailand, it's like, oh, I'm, like, the Black person. You know, but, like, but then there are also some places where you just fit in because it's, mm-hmm. like, it's no big deal. And Berlin is one of those. Like, my experience with Germans, whether it's here in the UK or in Germany itself, like, it's just, like, everyone just sees each other as equal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fine. That's the vibe I've gotten, at least. You know, obviously everyone's got their own story to tell, but I've always felt great being in Berlin, and I've always met, like, amazing people. I love how direct Germans are.
Oh, really?
Like, in the most direct way possible. So it's not like English people, they kind of beat around the bush a little bit. But, like, Germans are like, oh, why are you lazy? You know, like, that's not And the Dutch are kind of the same as well. The Dutch are, like,
wow. Very,
yeah. And I love that because I like people to just say it how it is, you know, instead of, like, beating around the bush. So I really liked that. I have to say, though, I can't keep up with the German nightlife because it is insane. It's insane. So the last time I was in Germany, I remember when my friends then joined me the following day, we were going to see a friend DJ at this club called Suicide Club, which is a very odd name for a club. So I got ready by like midnight. I was ready. And everyone's like, we're not ready yet. Like, so I was like, oh, really? Okay. So everyone else got ready. And then we just went. I thought we were going straight to the club, but we actually went and sat outside to have drinks. Oh. And I was like, looking at my watch, like, oh, it's getting too late. And then it wasn't until 2 a.m. That's when we were like, okay, it's time to go to the club. And even when we got to the club at 2 a.m., we were like the first like people arriving there. You know, people were still like kind of starting to arrive. And our friend didn't DJ until 6 a.m.
Wait, hold on. 6 a.m. is when the DJing started.
No, the DJing was going on throughout the night, but my friend's set, which was the headlining set.
Gotcha. 6 a.m. 6
a.m. No, it was 6 a.m. Sorry, no, it wasn't. It was 4 a.m. Sorry, 4 a.m.
Okay.
6 a.m. is when we left. Yes. Yeah, so, like, it was 4 a.m. Met amazing people. It was crazy. Like, crazy. And then, like, it gets to 6 a.m. We rushed back to the hotel because we had to change outfits because the next club we were going to, it's called Berghain. I don't know if you've heard of Berghain. It's basically, they say it's the best club in the entire world. And it's also, like, the hardest club to get into. Like, people queue for like 4 hours.
Wow.
And you don't say anything in the queue, don't speak. Because if you speak, if they spot that you're being like chatty, you won't get in. Like, it's very serious. Like, they prioritize club kids. So, like, they want people who are serious about clubbing, like, have a good time and not just to be a tourist. They hate tourists, right? So if you're not dressed the right way, there's like a big guy called Sven. Right, and he's got like tattoos all over his face. Right, you can Google him. Like, he's known for Berghain.
Wow.
And he just stands, like, he sits there at the entrance of the door, and people would literally queue for like 4 hours in winter sometimes in Berlin, and they're like freezing. You get to the front, he won't even say a word to you. He'll just be like,
"Wow, wait, no." You're on the line for 4 hours. You get to the front and he's just like, yes or no.
Yeah. Oh. In the most casual, relaxed way possible. He's just like, no. Or sometimes you do things where you ask you which DJ you've come to see, but he will ask you in German. And like, if you fail to answer him in the correct way, you're out as well. Like, it's crazy. And they put stickers on your phone camera, so you're not allowed to take pictures in there. Their security is tight, so if anyone clocks you with the camera, you're out, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been in both times where I've gone there. I actually think it's because I'm black that I get in every time, because I'm not like the typical look that people would get their go in for. So they're like diversity, they're like difference, they're like that kind of vibe. So God. I was never stressed when I was going there. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely getting it. But like, but it was insane. It was like, it's like the most insane club experience ever. But I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast because like, it's crazy. All I can say is like, it's something you've never experienced before. And like,
wow.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
But okay. I got you. I got you.
it's really cool. But the people, I really like the people. The country is great. The architecture is interesting as well. Because like, I think Berlin was like the first country which... like first city I went to, which I kind of saw the war. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
What the war had done to the country.
Yeah. Like the after effects of it all.
Yeah. because the architecture there's so odd. Like we have West Berlin and East Berlin, and like our East is like much rougher looking. Like you can tell, like from bombings and things like that. It's like a, you can kind of still see the evidence of like the effects that the war took, like had on the city.
Yeah,
and then like, because here in London, for example, London is so clean and like so pretty. But obviously when you go more to the to East London, that's when it gets more edgy and like, you know, grungy, because that was like the side that was like mostly bombed. But like when you're West, that's when it's like super old architecture and like it's much cleaner and things like that. So, but you don't feel it as much as I felt it in Berlin. Like you definitely felt the vibe of like what the war did and stuff. But wow. Yeah, the people are great. The fashion is great. The shopping is great because I'm a shopaholic. So everywhere I go, I touch it.
Okay.
Fun shopping. But yeah, it's a vibe.
Okay. So one question. So like how you said you got there a day earlier and explored. What was your experience with the transportation system? Like, was it good? Was it efficient? Or was it, you know, questionable?
So the first time I went to Berlin in 2017, we took like a metro thing. But it was a very short distance where we went. Okay. So like, yeah, that's all. Like, that's all I could say. Otherwise, it's either Uber or I was doing those like Uber bikes.
Okay.
It's funny though, they're taxis. Are all Mercedes-Benz. Because obviously Mercedes-Benz is German.
Yeah.
So you have like the equivalent of an Uber Black in America, which here it's called an Uber Exec, is basically their regular taxi.
Wait, that's their regular?
Yeah, like, it's like a Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Anyone who's a fan of cars, so the E-Class Mercedes is like the most common taxi cab. So you know how we have black cabs here, you have yellow cabs there. Their cabs are cream, so almost the color of my hoodie. They're cream, and they're just like 90% Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's crazy. So that was quite fascinating to witness.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, Germany is a vibe. Yeah.
Okay, Germany is a vibe. Okay, cool. The food, I was just about to ask you about that. What was your favorite thing to eat in Germany? Or if there was something that stood out the most to you?
My favorite thing to eat? I don't know. The coffee was good. Like, they have really, really good coffee. My favorite thing to eat? I'm trying to think. Where did I eat? I'm going to sound like such a douche, but it was actually at Soho House Berlin. So they have a Soho House there. So what did I eat? I think it was just like some chicken dish or something like that. But, but yeah, whenever, like wherever there's a Soho House, I'm always finding it, like in whatever city that there is.
Okay.
I sound bad, but like,
but listen, that's what you remember. That's your go-to, okay? It's fine. All right, cool. So now, are we going to dive into Australia?
Oh my gosh, Australia. So I've been twice in the past year. So I went for the first time last year for an entire month. With my job. So the company I was working for at the time is an Australian company. So they sent me out there for a month in Melbourne to work there. And it was kind of, like, I kind of was like extremely homesick because it was winter there, but it was summer in the UK. So I left summer to go to winter and I was watching all my friends having all this fun in summer, and I was in like, because many people don't realize that Australia has actually got some really cold parts as well. So like,
really,
their winter in Melbourne is pretty much like the winter here in London. So There was like literally like a 0-degree day once when I was there. Yeah, so it doesn't snow or anything like that, but it was it was pretty cold. But most days were like 15, 12 degrees Celsius, which I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. But it was cold. However, I don't know. Do you know this show called Black Mirror on Netflix?
Yes.
I think it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in an episode of Black Mirror when I was in because I just never saw any black people anywhere.
No.
I was like alone, as in like I would be every restaurant I went to, even in like in a food court in a shopping center, I was like the only one. And walking down the street, I'm not really seeing any black people, and I was kind of freaking out a little bit.
I
was like, where are the black people? And I remember once we had been drinking and we were walking from one venue to another and I bumped into like three black people and I was like, they must have thought I was crazy. I was like, oh my God. I was like, wow.
And they were like, oh my gosh.
Crazy person. I'm like, sorry. I just, you're the first black people I've seen. But yeah, saying that, obviously there's a lot of drama that people talk about, you know, how strict it is to get citizenship in that country, you know, as a person of color.
Yeah.
You know, they're harsher on like people of color than they are on like people who are not of color.
Yeah.
But having said that, my experience both times I've been there has been absolutely amazing. The people, I've made like great friends. The people are incredible. I didn't feel any racism towards me. I didn't feel a vibe. It was great. It was really good. The food was exceptional. Like the food.
Oh my gosh. So you got names for us now, right? You can't just say it's exceptional and not point things out. You got to have names for us.
I've got names somewhere on Instagram, but like,
okay.
But all I'm saying is like in Melbourne, right? You literally close your eyes and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe and point at any restaurant and the food would be amazing. It was so good. Like so good. Another part of why I felt like I was in a Black Mirror episode, it felt like a bunch of white people had gotten together and then like created this land, which is like the perfect land for like, the white people. So like, you know, it's like people are like cycling and people are like la 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 and the food is amazing. The weather is amazing. You have beaches, you have mountains, you have like, you know, there's so much going on. And I was just like, yeah, this is like if I had to start a family, like it's like the perfect place to raise a family. Like I didn't feel like there was crazy crime. I didn't feel unsafe. Like it was honestly the only thing I felt unsafe about was coming across one of those Australian creatures that can kill you.
the plethora of poisonous animals and insects in Australia.
Yeah, like you forget, like if you leave the city, how tough the country is, the landscape, the animals, the stories you'd hear, like it's insane. Like I remember there's like a little animal called the wombat, right?
Oh,
it's like, it's when you see it, it's like it sleeps most of the time. It's cute. It's like furry. It's like a little red block, right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's heavy AF, right? Like it's like, it's got such density that if you run it over with your car and you're going like more than 60 miles an hour, your car would be destroyed because it's like running over a giant rock, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. So like things like that, or like coming across like a blue tongue lizard, which is like this little chode of like a lizard, which has a blue tongue. And like, I'm like freaking out, and everyone on my Instagram is like, oh, they're really cute, they're harmless. I'm like, my ass. I'm not like, that's not cute. Yeah, it was like crazy, crazy stuff. Like the huntsman spider. Every public bathroom I had to use, I was literally like scanning the ceiling. Was like, there better not be a spider. The huntsman's like huge, it's like bigger than my hand.
Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't even trust that. So, like, oh, spiders. Ooh.
But other than that, yeah, like I had a great time in Australia. It was really nice. Sydney is amazing as well. I got to see the Opera House.
Okay.
Well, which was iconic. What we did, we one of the days we basically took an Uber to like the other side of the city. I can't remember the name of the bay. Let's see if I can find the name of the bay. The other side of the city, and we went to this bay where we had lunch. Beautiful, so nice, and it was like by the beach. It was perfect. And then after, we took like a 20-minute walk further along the coast to a nudist beach.
Oh,
and like we just like hung out there for like the rest of the afternoon, which was
okay.
I mean, I didn't get naked. I was in my but like, you know, there were naked people there. But like, you know, everyone was just like relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was really good. So I'm trying to find these pictures. And then after that, we went back to the bay where we had had lunch. And then we just got on a ferry. Mm-hmm. And the ferry took us along like the harbor and everything. And then we got to have like a close-up of the Sydney Opera House. And the bridge, like, it was amazing. It was, like, so cool to see in person. And then we just had dinner by the bridge as well, which was really, really nice. And then we just took, like, a really nice walk. It was summer there, so, like, the weather was chef's kiss.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which was so, so, so good. But, yeah, it was great. It was amazing. Like, I had the best time in Sydney.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back with our closing conversation. And, you know, after the closing conversation, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
So this is going to be a bit of a surprise. It's going to be a this or that kind of game, you know.
Okay.
You know, going to get your mind just boggling a bit. So everyone stay tuned, and we will be right back after this short break. Welcome back, everyone. We are about to go into our third segment where we're just going to do our little closing conversation, wrap everything up, and then, you know, San Pablo off. But, you know, a great, great thank you. So, Pablo, who would you like to shout out? We're going to do a quick shout out first, and then I'd like you to tell us who and why.
I'm going to shout out to one of my besties, my ride or die, Aisha Bob, a stunning creature. She's amazing. She's gorgeous. And she's the first friend I ever went on a trip with back in 2014. We did Paris together, which was amazing. And also, we also did like an end of university trip together as well, 2015. Where we went to Thailand and Phuket for an entire month, which was also amazing. It was quite an adventure as well. So, yeah, she's my shout out. So, hi.
All right, Aisha, I hope you hear this. I hope you see this. And, you know, we will be eager to reach out to you. All right, so now for our little round of this or that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few questions, you know, we're going to pick and choose from between whether it's Germany, Australia, or even the U.S. But for our first this or that question that we're going to pick your brain for, would you rather embark on a wildlife adventure to spot kangaroos and koalas in their natural habitat, or swim with dolphins and seals in the crystal clear waters of Kangaroo Island?
I would say neither to all of that.
How come? Why neither?
Because being in the Australian outback is literally my biggest fear in the entire world. I am a city boy at heart, right? I like run away from a bee, right? Like I run for my life. So let alone coming across a snake or a spiders or creepers in the water in the Australian outback. No, thank you. I'd rather watch them on TV. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you prefer to indulge in the lively beer culture of Bavaria with a visit to Oktoberfest, or savor the elegant wine regions along the Mosel River in Germany?
I would say I'll do the wine regions only because Oktoberfest is actually quite a big thing in Europe. Okay. So it's massive in the UK as well. So every Oktoberfest people celebrate. It's almost as big as like St. Patrick's Day here. So like people dress up in Lederhosen and you go for beers and you get wasted. So I'd say the wine regions for sure. I think that'll be like a very different experience for me.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see. All right. Now, are you more intrigued by the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas or the cultural richness and iconic landmarks of New York City?
Definitely New York City.
Okay.
When I did Vegas, so we, obviously, because we came from Coachella straight to Vegas, I kind of was ill. I got sick because they call it the Coachella cold, or like, because there's so much sand and everything, like at Coachella. So I was just not feeling myself. But I remember, like, Vegas was not what I expected it to be. It was like, it felt like Disneyland for grown-ups, but it was just like, I don't know, it just wasn't what I thought it was gonna be. So like, I prefer New York for sure. Like New York is a vibe. I'm a city boy at heart. I love New York. Like I wouldn't move there, but I love it. But like, I remember like one of my favorite stories was like, I think I got like an Uber. I love your Uber Blacks there because they're like the giant black SUV.
Yeah.
I remember I got one of those, the nicest driver. I was wasted. And I'm like, sir, need something to eat. Like, you know, can you recommend somewhere? It's like, I know a great sandwich shop. Up until this day, I kick myself for not knowing the name of the sandwich place. But you basically like, skirt, pulled out upside this sandwich shop. And they made I went in there, I'm like, just make me a sandwich. Make me a sandwich. You know, I'm not gonna pick. I'm leaving it in your hands. The most amazing sandwich I've ever had in my life. And apparently there's like a famous sandwich shop in New York. And people always try and give me a name for it, but I can't confirm it unless I go back and experience it again. But that was just like the New York life of doing that, or like how we were like hopping from dinner to like into the car, then crossing Brooklyn Bridge and going to a warehouse party with Honey Dijon, and then like crossing back and going to like an after party at someone's apartment, you know, like it's very similar to the like the London lifestyle of like where you just hop around, you're like, you know, going everywhere. So yeah, I really like New York. I think it's a vibe, so definitely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next one. Would you rather explore the romantic Rhine Valley with its fairy tale castles or immerse yourself in the picturesque beauty of the Black Forest. So this is the Germany pick again. Mm.
Black Forest, I'd say.
Black Forest, why?
Yeah. I love a good hike. When I get the opportunity, I enjoy a hike. especially when it comes to trees, because obviously, like, they say with the amount of trees that are in London, because we have a lot of parks and a lot of mm-hmm. trees that we actually qualify as a forest, the city, because we have so many parks and so many trees everywhere. So London is always so green and lush. Mm-hmm. Like when it's springtime, it's amazing, it's beautiful. But I just love being, like, experiencing nature as much as I can, like, because mm-hmm. I live in a city, so yeah, definitely forest for sure.
Okay, all right, good. All right, here we go. We're gonna do one more, and let's see. Do you prefer to explore the historic streets and vibrant music scene of New Orleans, or experience the technological innovations and diversity of San Francisco? This is a would you rather, I guess.
Yeah, I would rather do New Orleans. It's actually on my list. I've been wanting to go to New Orleans for a very long time. I really, really want to experience it. Big time. I want to experience the music scene, the food, the culture, the people. You know when you just get good vibes from somewhere and you've never been there before? New Orleans is that place. I've been to San Francisco before. I've experienced it. It's great. It's an amazing city. But definitely New Orleans. Like, I definitely want it. Okay. Especially during Mardi Gras. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Pablo, for your time, for sharing your experiences with us. Truly enjoyed this, you know, interview. Truly enjoyed these stories and your experiences.
I enjoyed myself too.
Good. I guess the final question would be, you might have already answered it. I was going to ask, is there like a favorite food from New York that you kind of loved, or dessert, or something that you loved about New York since I'm in New York, you know?
I would say that sandwich. I'm sorry. I need to find out where that sandwich is from.
Okay.
I need to find out where that sandwich is from. But New York, I think, like, the last time I was there, because it was World Pride, mm-hmm. it was an insane schedule. So we were like, it was like Pride dinner, then you go to this party, and then you hop in a car, then you go here, and then the next day there's like a pool party, and then you go there. So like, it's a bit of a blur mm-hmm. in terms of like what I was eating, but that sandwich, I'll never forget that sandwich. That
was okay, all right. So well, great to know. There, the good old New York sandwich. They never fail. Yeah. Never fail. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think the people are quite fascinating as well. You know how we spoke about how direct like the Germans are?
Yes.
I think you kind of get that in New York. My favorite story to tell, a quick one, is I was getting the subway mm-hmm. and I was lost. And I was like, I don't know which train, the A train, the B train, whatever, that I need to get. So, and there are these women who work down there, and they mm-hmm. were talking amongst themselves. And I approached them, and I was like, excuse me, sorry. And she turns to me, and she's like, why are you sorry? Right? Like, I kind of offended her, and I'm like, oh, because I just interrupted your conversation. And she just looked at me like, are you okay? Like, I just found that so funny, because New Yorkers, you're straight to the point. You just say it, like, how do I get to the A train, you know, instead mm-hmm. of being like, sorry, which is what, you know, the Brits do. So that was quite funny. And I always laugh about that. But yeah.
Good. Now, that definitely is New York culture. It's like, if you got to interrupt, you interrupt, say what you need to say, get the information you need to get, and then go about your business. I'm definitely glad that we got to do this. We got to talk and share experiences. I guess I'm just going to close us out with this one. It was a great conversation. So to all our listeners, just want to remind you to, you know, please support the Young Black Travelers podcast, whether it is you would like to become a monthly contributor or just by simply, you know, sharing the video all over your social media. Or you can follow us on our Facebook page, which is Young Black Travelers, our Instagram, which is Young Black Travelers Blog, our Twitter, which is YBT Blog, or visit our website, youngblacktravelers.com. That was a mouthful. So, as always, be mindful in your travels and continue to keep good sanitary practices wherever you go. Wash your hands, use paper towel or napkin. And until next time, everyone, I will see you all once again. Thank you, Pablo, for joining us and sharing your experience. Thank you, Tony. You are welcome. And we hope to see you back again to tell us some more stories and hope to have everyone listening again. Anything else you'd like to say to everyone?
No. Just there's more adventures to go. And I encourage everyone to travel as much as they can because it's such a growing experience. It's like, it's amazing. Like, I think the world would be a better place if we traveled more and we got to experience other people's cultures. I think, yeah, it puts everything how to do it. But yeah, 100%.
Okay. Thank you. All right, everyone. So until next time, stay safe and be true to you. Okay? Have a good and blessed day, and we will catch you all next time.